The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. I'm Art Silva, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental illness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Our topic today is how to talk with your children about difficult topics in the news. Joining me today is Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer of Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, and licensed clinical therapist, Christy Spicer. Good morning, Brenda. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Well, we got a great topic today, but before we go on with that, Brenda, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I oversee the DDI operations for Boys and Girls Home and for Family Services.
Well, that's great, and I'm glad you're here with us today. And how about you, Christy?
So I'm a therapist of family services, and I am a registered play therapist and work with children as young as about three, using play therapy with the real young kiddos, and then I'll also see adults, too, for therapy as well.
Sound like I got all the bases covered here for a great show today. And our topic today is going to be, how do you talk to your children about difficult topics in the news? And I couldn't think of a more timely topic with what's going on right now. As you turn your TV set on. So first of all, let's frame our topic. And Christy, I'm going to ask for your help on that.
Yeah, so when I think about the news, there's just so much that kids and adults, for that matter, can be exposed to through the news. And really was thinking about how important it is to be ready to kind of think about the impact the news can have on an adult, but also on children, and how do adults support kids and teens as they're learning about things that are maybe happening in their local community through the news, if things happening in our country, but also across the globe, because there's things everywhere, and the news tends to focus on negative things, and so we get lots of information from the news, but it can also be really negative, and that can impact people's mental health.
Brenda, let me ask you about our children in residential treatment. Do they have access to the news? Do they talk about discussions in school or during the day about what they see? Is there an outlet there?
Yeah, they do watch the news during the school day, local events, global events, and there's discussion around that. Everybody kind of sees things on TV, and to be aware of that and having discussions is pretty healthy, and it's important.
Well, that's, you know, kids are such a, you try to look at them and you read their minds as to what they're thinking. We're not always successful. So let's continue our discussion here. Why should we watch the news as opposed to avoiding it? You know, watch it, read it, listen to it on radio. Why should we? I mean, it's easier sometimes to just shut it off.
Yeah, I think, you know, as an adult, I think we have a responsibility to be aware of things that are happening around us. And I think if you have access to children and are spending time with kids and a trusted adult in their life, it's important for you to know what they may have seen. And sometimes it's not always the news program that, you know, people might tune into at 5:30 at night or 6 o'clock or, you know, morning, you know, news television shows. But sometimes kids also come across news when they're watching YouTube. Like, we can't say that they won't see that, you know, those automatic videos that pop up. We never know when one might pop up that's actually the news or some other difficult topic. If they're on any social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, any of those, I'm probably missing some. They could also have that. And then you also don't know what another student at school or their friend might say, hey, did you hear about fill in the blank? And as an adult, it's good to have an idea of what's going on out there. But if you don't, that's okay too. And we'll get to kind of how you address that as well.
I'm Art Silva, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And with me today from Family Services is Brenda Geisinger, and Christy Spicer, and we are discussing how to talk to your children about difficult topics in the news. Brenda, let me ask you, do you follow the news?
I do. I always go by the philosophy, everything in moderation, but moderation. And so just to be aware of what's out there, but I don't like completely absorb myself in it to kind of balance that out. I think it's always important to stay current on what's going on, but not get overwhelmed about it. Just being informed and be aware, and then how to make my life decisions around that. And then also know how to talk to others about it. If it comes up in conversation, what are my opinions, thoughts, feelings around it?
You know, when you talk news, you know, how are we impacted by the news? I mean, okay, you see it, go, oh, wow. It's more than that.
It is more than that. I think, you know, every time we have an interaction with a person, and the news is an interaction with a person, even if it's recorded or on TV or on the radio, that information comes into our mind and we process that and we think about that. And so if we're seeing something that is sad or scary, that's something we take in for ourselves and can really have an impact on us.
I think it's also about, how do I fit in this story? You know, when there's all this uncertainty and unknowns, it's like, what do I think about that? Or what am I going to do to balance myself? And it may kind of trigger some emotions. I don't know. I have huge fear, or I have a definite opinion. I'm really angry, and how to process all of that, because it's definitely around us.
I was also thinking, too, that the source of our news is really important to consider and think about. There can be things you listen to, things you read, things you watch that can be sharing information that might have a spin on it, mm-hmm. or might have some personal beliefs included. And so I think it's just an awareness. It's important to just kind of be aware that I might be receiving news from people that aren't just doing the facts, but have a little spin on it.
They've editorialized the news. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
And so, I'm not saying don't watch those, right, or don't listen to those. I think that there's value in some of that, but I think to be aware that that might be part of what you're seeing and experiencing.
Well, some of us, not you two ladies, but some of us grew up with Walter Cronkite. And we didn't have to worry about that. Walter said this, that was a fact. I mean, it was news. You got the facts. Right now, so much of the news is tainted. You can even see by broadcast stations, it's tainted. They have different ideological perspectives, mm-hmm. and it's okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to be able to separate the fact, you know, what's going on there between all the other stuff going on. So I think, you know, this is, we get it. We digest it. How can we take cues from our children that when we go to explain it to them, we got to be balanced first? So, you know, we can't go off with our attitudes and we're upset. How do we get cues from our children that something's going on with them?
Well, so I think just like you would look for with any concern that you might have, are you seeing changes in their appetite or in their sleeping or just in general, like how they're interacting with people? And that's just a good time to check in with your kids. I think right now there's some scary things on the news again for the world, and it's impacting us locally in some ways, too. And so kids are aware of those things sometimes more than what we want to know or more than we realize sometimes. And so sometimes it's good to just kind of check in. Hey, have you seen anything? Have you heard anything? Is there anything you have questions about? It's important to know what they know, what they already know, and what they might have questions about before you start sharing information with them.
There's also they may have some thoughts that necessarily aren't accurate. Oh. And so allowing them an opportunity to ask the questions or say their thoughts and have a conversation about that. They may think, you know, am I going to die? What's going on? Are we going to have food? And to put those fears out there and have a conversation.
You know, when you take a look at it, we got to get to the root of their fear. What is the underlying fear there? And I think that's so important. I heard one parent said they'd sit down and they watch the news with their children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, it's a good way to get a good solid basis out there. So that's something. And we're going to talk about more solutions in the second half of the show. as to what we can do. But it's a difficult time right now, and I think we all need to make sure as we project on our children that we're trying to get them to think, understand, separate the truth from, and try to educate them on that way. That helps them in the long term. So this has been a good start, good discussion, great topic today. So we're coming up on our break, so thanks for being with us this morning. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 94.9 FM KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and Christy Spicer from Family Services. Let's continue our discussion on how to talk to your children about difficult topics in the news. So let's pick up our conversation again. There's a lot of news out there. Are there any tips we can share with our audience on how to manage all that news out there?
Yeah, I think one of the things I think about is how much time are you spending, you know, accessing that news through. We have lots of different ways to access our news. We can watch it on television, listen on the radio, podcasts, written websites and social media and all of that. And just how much time are you spending looking at the news and reading the news and all of that, I think is a tip for that.
I think it's also knowing not only the time, but how much time do you want and how much time is necessary. They can be very different things, and really gauging where you fit in that part of it. And then having conversations again. It's always about that conversation and also about listening.
Well, you know, I have some friends right now that I think are just pretty much with the advent of technology and the cell phones and the ability to transmit information immediately. There's a trade in baseball. Bam! Everybody knows about it. So news now has become instantaneous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in the past, we had a chance to put that little filter in there. And now we kind of come back after the fact and interpret it and say, well, this is what it means. And it's not often that stories change mm-hmm. as they go forward. Let me ask you this. Here's some tips on talking to children and teens, and being the difference between the younger age children and the teens, about things going on in the news today.
You know, one of the things that I think about, too, is how do you help your kids kind of see where to get their news from, you know, and that's maybe something to consider. So teenagers, they need more information and can be closer to adult content sometimes. But, you know, younger kids might be really interested in the news, but maybe watching the, you know, the nightly news, whichever it is for you, might not be the best way for them to get their news. And so there's some different options out there if you do some searching around on the internet to maybe help yourself find where to direct your kids to read the news. And I do think helping them understand what they're reading and what they're listening to and the sources of their news when we're talking about teenagers is important too.
So if I was a teenager and I was watching what happened on the news on that Russian news station where the protester came up behind the news person and said, this is all lies pretty much. You know, I wonder what would the kids say about that? How do you get that? That's a classic example of what's the truth and what's not the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough one to explain because it's obviously not telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sitting down with kids, I think we make a mistake sometimes thinking that they think like we think.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
Any comments on that?
Yeah, I think like asking them what they think about it, asking them what they know about it. I'm really trying to get their perspective on it is really good. And then being able to listen to their questions that they might have, right? And making sure that they know that they can come to you and say, I saw this, I don't get it, or what's that all about? What does it mean? You know, depending on their age, different questions are going to come up. but really listening to their question carefully. And if you're not sure what the question is, if they ask something generic and you're like, gosh, that could go like a lot of different ways, ask for clarification. What do you mean by that question? Or what is it that you're wondering about beyond that question? Or what is your concern? Might be some good questions to follow up with before you start to share information with them, because their question might be really simple, but you as an adult having all the information you do might be thinking it's really complex and it's bigger.
I think it's okay for parents also to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
They may not have the answers. Kids and teenagers want to know they're safe and that they're okay. And sometimes, you know, the phrase commonly used now, it's okay to not be okay, and allowing that conversation to happen. But it's okay to say to your kids, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, we're a family and we're going to get through this.
And that I'm going to do my best to keep you safe.
Yes.
Right? Because that's what kids need reassurance. I think that's what we as adults need reassurance with as well, that even though it might be uncertain, we have people we can count on, and we're going to do our best to be safe, and we're going to do our best to keep everyone safe that we love.
Well, one of the things that, you know, a lot of parents do, and they do it in different ways, but just in general, monitor the media exposure. We get a lot of that on social media, but you got to monitor where are they getting their information from. And Brenda said earlier, how do you know it's fact? Mm-hmm. You know, they come off half loaded with not the right information. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and I think that parents need to be aware of what their kids are having exposure to, and having that open communication where the kids can say, I saw this. And the parents can say, yes, no, maybe, right? Let's look into it. Let's do more research if we need to. But yeah, because we all come across information that's not accurate at different times, and that's a good skill for them to have too, is someone shared this with you, or some kid at school said something terrible is going to happen, and they come home saying, so-and-so said something terrible is going to happen. You want them to know that they can come to you and say that, and then you can help them figure out if that's true or not true.
Well, to our point here, sometimes the kids come to school and said, my parents said this, so it's got to be true. And it's not. And then it starts that ripple effect. But, you know, I think being able to question, get the facts, you know, verify before, you know, and have a discussion about it. I think I used to teach, and I wish I had that opportunity right now to sit down and say, what do you think about this? And you're going to get so many different points of view, and the kids are wonderful. The kids just see it a little differently, sometimes very basic, and sometimes they see the complexity in it. So you just got to talk with them and listen. Practice your listening skill with the kids. Let me ask you this, Christy and Brenda. When is the time to get outside support?
I think when you're seeing the behaviors and the thoughts interfere with your daily functioning, or they're getting so overwhelmed and showing symptoms or behaviors that aren't their average or their normal behaviors. And maybe they need to meet with a therapist and talk about their anxiety or depression. And knowing your child or knowing your teenager and what their normal per se is, and if it's off and it's lasting for quite some time, you might need to reach out to someone.
Does a group approach work for this also? If you got a group of adolescents or high school kids together, and let's talk about the news.
Yeah, I think that definitely could. I think what's going to be a challenge maybe is just there might be lots of different opinions in that room. And so, but also I think that that's healthy too, right? I think about, you know, for adults, kids, teens too, it's good to have some different perspectives on things that maybe there's not always that clear fact of right and wrong. You know, we think about especially some political views and things like that, without going one way or the other with that. But it's easy to say this is the right way to think about this thing. And it might be for some people, but it might not be for everyone. And it's good to be able to have a dialogue with someone about this is what I saw, this is what I think, and to also be challenged by someone else to say, yeah, but what about this part? What about this? I think that really encourages some critical thinking. It encourages more questions to be asked. And that's when I think we really get into processing the stuff on the news, whether it's, you know, really scary things or sad things. I think it moves us in that direction of really trying to sort through it.
Well, this has been a great discussion. Let me ask you two for some final thoughts on staying mentally well.
Yeah. So I think it's just really important to focus on the positives. You can turn on news at any time and hear about all the negative things going on, but there's always good things happening too in your life, in your community. And so, being able to find those and focus on those can be helpful. I think take care of yourself. Those things that we've talked a lot on this show, exercise, eat well,
sleep,
connect with other people, take some time away from media. All of that can be really helpful. And I think when we talk about kids in this time too, with all this stuff going on, that if we as adults can do a good job of taking care of ourselves, we're going to teach the kids and the teenagers how to do that as well through example. And we also set ourselves up to have the conversation with them about, I'm going to sleep at a good time. You go to sleep at a good time. We'll take care of ourselves together.
Well, this has been a great show, and we're coming up on the end of our show for this week. And we always want to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. So here we go. There is a story of a preacher who got up one Sunday and announced to his congregation, I have good news. We have enough money to pay for our new building program. The bad news is, it's still out there in your pockets. Brenda, Christy, thank you for joining us today and sharing your expertise. Also, thanks to our listening audience. A shout out to Steve Avery for continuing the Avery Family Sign business. Great story there. And Steve, congratulations and all the best to you going forward. We're looking to grow our family. Looking for a change? Check out our employment opportunities at hr@bghome.net. We'll be back next Saturday morning right here at 7 a.m. on 1360 a.m. 94.9 FM. Hey, SCJ. And we will discuss random acts of kindness. Don't forget to do your homework this week. Go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Have a great week and may the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.